Oftentimes after a meeting, when I've spoken, some young guy or gal will come along to the front and say something like this: "Leroy, I want to grow to be a strong Christian. I want to grow fast. Tell me, how can I become mature right away?" We usually sit down and I try to explain something to them. There is no spiritual tonic they can take, no magic ingredient they can have that gives them instant growth. And it certainly doesn't help to struggle and fret and worry about it. All a person needs to do is meet the conditions for growth, and growth occurs. It is unstoppable. Do you ever wonder how to grow? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to grow spiritually. I recall the day when we brought Randy, our son, home from the hospital a few days after he was born. It was Thanksgiving Day, and we had a gang over for turkey dinner. Some of the gals cooked the meal, and when we drove up in front of the house, there were about 30 people lining the sidewalk leading to the front door. As Virginia carried the baby up the walk to the house, one of the guys played Brahms' Lullaby on the trumpet. I'm sure the neighbors were amazed, but we didn't care. For us, it was truly a day of rejoicing. Now, this morning, Randy ate breakfast, walked to the car, and drove off. Not once during those years did he try to grow fast. His growth has come from simply meeting the conditions of growth. Now, what are the conditions for spiritual growth? Well, I believe there are two things involved. One is our inner spirit, and the other is our outward performance. Let's start with the inner spirit. First of all, a spirit of joyfulness must prevail if a person is going to grow to his maximum potential under God. And secondly, a spirit of thanksgiving. Remember the words of Paul, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." If you're one of those who comes to the breakfast table in the morning with a scowl and a grumpy mood, memorize the verse Philippians 4:4 and ask the Lord to make it real to you. And the second thing is thankfulness. You know the verse, "In everything give thanks." Notice the words, "in everything." Is that possible? Yes, I believe it is if we truly believe Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good. So a proper reaction to the storms of life is a must. And isn't it true that a plant growing in the garden needs the rainstorm as well as the sunshine in order for it to grow and produce fruit? God knows just the right amount of sunshine and rain to bring our way, that He might conform us to the image of His Son. Well, in addition to the inner qualities of thanksgiving and joy, we must have two outer qualities of discipline and order. Remember, spiritual growth is spiritual growth, and we must meet the conditions. Like eating, your soul must be fed, just like your physical body must be fed. And the food for your soul is the Word of God. There must be a regular intake, so you must discipline yourself to be regular in the feeding on the Word of God. That's where the idea of order comes in. Most of us live our spiritual lives in chaos. We are haphazard in our spiritual discipline. If we were as disorderly in our physical life, we would live in the midst of confusion and chaos. Well, that's the way most of us treat the disciplines of the spiritual life. Do we have a time for Bible study and prayer? When was the last time you memorized a verse of Scripture? Do we have a regular time set aside in our schedules for quiet time with the Lord? If we are to grow, we must bring some order and discipline into our spiritual life. May God bless you as you grow in the likeness of Christ.